Blog Talk Radio.
What up, Big Red? What's popping?
What's going on,
everybody? What up? Another episode of
the
Menu Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house, the menu. What's good? What's good, Red? What's good? How you doing?
What's good, everybody? I'm good. Chilling, as usual.
We're good. Yo.
What would you?
Is it me? Yo, lately I've just been feeling mad sleepy. I don't know. Like, I'll get sleep, and then I'll turn around and still feel sleepy. Like, I wonder if, like, it's the weather or something. I don't know.
Daylight saving
time. Listen, I enjoyed that extra hour, yo. I really needed that extra hour.
Like, yeah, the farmers appreciate it too, I guess.
The what?
The farmers.
The farmers.
That's what it's for.
To me, that never made any sense. But you know, it is what it is. You know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Is that you on, Selena? Is that you, Selena?
Yes, that's me. I'm sorry, I'm late.
Oh, sucks.
What's good?
Sorry, I missed last week. Uh-huh. I definitely wanted to tear y'all up with that one, but I'm here.
Oh, sucks. You have plenty more opportunities. How you doing? How you feeling?
Well, I can't complain. I'm celebrating. I'm making some strides, some milestones, you know, some achievements, knocking stuff out. Just taking care of business, man. Pretty soon, y'all gonna be able to celebrate me. New home. I can't complain. God is good.
Hey,
all the time.
That's the main thing. Exactly. Listen, what is living without setting goals for yourself and achieving them? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like some people just set one goal, but nah, life ain't about just one goal. You gotta set a few things up for yourself. You know, knock them down, and that's the beauty of it. Shoot, I got goals all day. One of the goals is after this show, I'm probably gonna have a drink, get me some sleep. Real talk, like, treat me a little shot, go to sleep. I don't know, sleep just. I guess because I
don't
really get it often.
Definitely sound half dead.
Nah, you know, I don't know what it is. I made some chicken soup earlier. So, you know how sometimes soup will put you in that sleep zone?
Right,
so,
where
yeah,
you need
I
to
don't
be.
Know. Yeah, man, so maybe I shouldn't have did it to myself. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So, once again, what up, y'all? It is the menu on Blog Talk Radio. We got Big Red. Selena in the house, Brother B, just calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Catch us on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Same thing for Instagram, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. And on Twitter as well. So yeah.
Yeah.
Brother B Vision. So yep, yep. So our topic for tonight, I'm gonna let Red set it off because she did send me this, and at first I wasn't sure on how to like set it up. I didn't really, you know, I couldn't find a title for it at first after watching the video, but I, you know, I found a way to break it down. But tell us, Red, tell us your idea or your feelings for this topic tonight. What say you?
Well, the video that I sent you was this too, well, probably a talk show. I don't know what talk show it is, but one of the guys, which was, I guess he's a little younger, he was basically saying that, you know, women want to be put on like a, like, kind of like on this innocent thing, like, they don't want to tell you, like, when they meet a guy, they don't want to tell you, tell the guy how many bodies they done had, and for those that don't know what I mean, how many sexual partners the woman has had. So, therefore, he's saying that women don't want to tell that because they want to, put, you know, make it like they're so innocent and, oh, this is my first time doing this and this, that, and the other. Okay. Then there was another guy on there, and he was a little older, and he was basically saying that it's kind of the men's fault that women may do that because basically he gave an example of, like, if you need a dude or you meet a dude in a club, I guess a drug club or whatever, and you want to have sex with the dude on the first date, and then you do that, and then the dude goes back and starts telling all his, like, oh, yeah, she did this and that and other, and then it makes the woman look like, oh, she's easy. And he's basically saying that men, you know, a lot of times contribute to that. Okay, so I kind of can agree with both. I can kind of agree with both. Because, you know, I'll say with the older guy, he was basically saying, like, you know, a woman should have a choice of what she want to do. Like, once again, men do it all the time. They meet a woman in a club, wherever they meet her at, and, yeah, you want to, you know, have sex. You know, that you meet is like, yeah, I'm going to do this tonight. Okay, and that's that woman's choice if that's what she want to do, and that's his choice if that's what he want to do. If they both, you know, in agreement of it, okay, why not? But then don't make the woman seem like she's easy after you don't persuade her, because that's what you want to do anyway, and if that's what you want to do, or maybe she's failing you, hey, why not? Like, once again, it all depends on the two individuals. And with the younger guy, I say, you know, he's right with that. Hello?
Go ahead, Ryan.
You know, with the younger guy, I say that, you know, like I said, I can agree with him as well as women, you know, they don't want to tell, you know, how many dudes that they've dealt with because they have the fear of being judged. Oh, yo, she is, she's slutty, she this, she that. And I personally had that experience with my own son's father when we first were dating or dealing with each other way before I had my son, and I, you know, came out and told him, listen, I'm, you know, I was out, you know, a little out there when I was younger, and, you know, he started acting like, once I told him that, then he started acting like that every time I walked out the house or every time I, you know, did something, it was like, oh, who's that? Who this guy? This, that, this. It's like, bro, chill. Like, if I'm dealing with you, I'm dealing with you. Like, you having that, just because I told you that, and now you having a perception thinking, out, or every time I walk out the house, I'm going to be, you know, doing somebody, like, come on, like, are you serious? Even to the point where after I had my son, he told me, oh, are you sure that's not? Negro, the boy looks just like you, like, stop it. Like, don't play yourself. Like, please, don't do that. Like, really, please don't do that. Like, you got to be out your damn mind. That boy looks just like you. Ain't no way in hell. That's first thing. So, like, hey, all come right. On. Like, yeah, so.
All right, I'm going to let, all right, so. Okay, copy. So, Selena, then Miss Cherry.
Hi, Miss Cherry.
And then I'm a comment.
Okay.
I'm a comment. How you doing? So, what's your? I mean, I know you didn't see. I forgot to send you the video, Selena. But basically, I mean, you kind of get the gist of you know, of what we're talking about.
I'm a little bit confused. The topic says.
Okay, all right. This is the deal. So, it was a video that Red sent me, And basically, the question that was asked to this younger guy, and then, you know, a more mature gentleman answered. Yeah. It's like, you know, why do, you know, women have to, you know, I guess, feel that they have to lie. And the younger kid, who just seems like his brain wasn't all there, he was basically saying that, you know, women have to put on this image of, like, they're innocent and stuff like that. And, you know, the older gentleman, you know, said, like, yeah, it's because of men who turn around and judge women. Like, they've, you know, men that, you know, become very judgy. So, you know, I came up with the idea for the, you know, the topic of tonight. You know, I mean, she gave me, you know, the video, but I titled it basically, you know, Women, Men, and Insecurities on both ends. Now, I do agree, and I'm sorry, I just got to let loose. Once again, like, the fuck boys are winning. Like, these fuck boys are out here. I remember I've said some time ago, it's also about discretion. You know, you can't put your business out there like that, but at the same time, if you're fucking with a fuckboy, what do you expect? Excuse all my, you know, language and all that, but that's the whole thing. When you're dealing with these type of dudes, what are you expecting to get? Like, you're going to talk to, you're messing with a dude that you know his mind is not there. You know he's going to do some dumb shit. You know he's going to run his mouth. You know what I'm saying? You 9 times out of 10, you know he's going to put your business out there in the street. As to where, you know, when you take a little bit more caution and you're dealing with these type of men that do not, you know, put your business out there, that are very much on, like, hey, we need to be discreet. And don't take discreet, because some women, they take discreet as, oh, you trying to hide me? No, it's not about hiding. It's about, like, everybody doesn't need to know our business. They don't know. They don't need to know what we do and how we move. So the thing is, I can understand how some men may create insecurities, you know, with women because of it's a judging thing. Like, a lot of dudes do it. I mean, I was guilty of it at one point in my life when I was younger because I didn't understand. You know, I see things differently now, but yeah, there's a judging thing. So you kind of get the gist of where I'm coming from now, Selena?
I kind of do, but I think we use the wrong term as far as an insecurity. Insecurity is a term within oneself. It had nothing to do with anybody
else. Well, this is true, but it can lead to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things, like, all right, you were in a relationship, and you know, it's sad that I can make you feel a certain way about yourself if you're not that type of a strong-minded person, a strong-willed person, to be like, hey, like, I got my shit together. I'm good. I know who I am, this, that, and the third. Some people can kind of, like, set off that little insecurity thing with one another, with other people. I mean, you don't think so?
No, I believe that if anybody can influence you about yourself, then the insecurity was already within yourself. You understand that? Like, that anytime you're secure within yourself, right? There's nothing that Byron, Big Red, or anybody can say about me that's going to hinder that unless I'm insecure already, right? So that would mean that I'm second guessing myself, that I don't believe what I say about myself. That would mean that someone can alter or influence my thoughts about myself because they aren't secure. So that's what insecurity is about. I normally started off with the definition to kind of uncertainty or anxiety about oneself, self, lack of confidence within oneself. So already it has nothing to do with nobody else. Now, do people manipulate that situation or they take advantage of it? Yes, but the insecurity already lies within oneself, right? So moving forward, do I think that men tend to be the reason behind one's or maybe enhance someone's insecurities? Of course, because everybody needs assurance, validation, and stuff like that from their other partners. So that's a big part that builds the confidence, right? Getting compliments and assurance from other people, that builds confidence so that you can be secure about yourself. But as far as the video clip, it sounds to me like it sounds immature. Definitely sounds like double standard. And those are questions that I normally don't ask because I feel like they aren't important. They don't define me for who I am. So do you want to know me to get to know me, or do you want to know stuff that to judge me for?
Okay, Miss Cherry. I think Miss Cherry dropped off. Okay, hopefully she'll be back. I do agree. Insecurities can start with oneself. But I also feel that they can start with someone. Like, you can be secure in yourself and be secure in a relationship that you're in, but someone can do something to make you or that relationship feel unsecure or insecure. So now that Miss Cherry's back, what's your take on it?
I was going to say, somebody hung up on me.
I don't think I did. I'm sorry.
All right, so I'm going to agree with a lot of what Selena said. I heard what you said before you hung up on me. I didn't see the video.
Now you're making me feel insecure. I did something wrong.
All right, pull yourself together. I agree with a lot of it. I think that, and I didn't see the video, so I'm just guessing on what everyone's saying. But insecurities are really they're beliefs that you have about yourself. And it has nothing to do with anybody else, like she said. And they're just, when you come into a certain circumstance, it tends to surface because you already believe it. And they're able to pull that out of you because you may have been able to cover it up because you weren't confronted with whatever the situation is. Say, if you always thought you were stupid or you had somebody that you trusted and you believed in and you loved call you stupid, when that circumstance comes up, it brings you right back to that spot. And that's why other people that don't know you and maybe coming up against you, they may give that little trigger to you. So I don't really think, I don't think you can become insecure because you meet somebody unless you value what they have to say more than what you value about yourself. You tend to, When you build your insecurities, they tend to happen when you're younger. As you get older and you get more confident and you start to know yourself, those insecurities that may have been an issue when you were younger, they disappear.
Okay. So, once again, I got to go back to what the gentleman was saying, the guy was saying in the video. Now, so there was a point in the video where the guy had said that he was asked the question of why women lie. And he said because, they don't want to, they lie about their sexual history because, they don't want to be looked at as a whole or, loose with themselves and things of that nature. And that goes back to what Red was saying earlier about, it's a woman's choice. It's also a man's choice, too. But it's a woman's choice if she chooses to, want to rock out on the first date. It doesn't make her any less of a woman or a human being because she made that choice to, do what she wanted to do. She wanted to get her yikes on, for the lack of a better word right now. So that's on her. I don't think it takes away anything from them, but you do have people out here. You do have a lot of dudes who, for the lack of a better word, they just talk a lot of shit And I think that shit that they talk is a reflection of themselves. But, you know, instead of looking at themselves, they'd rather put it on someone else. And it's easier to put it on, you know, a woman than it is to put, you know, to put it on a man. Because a woman is supposed to be, go ahead.
In your scenario, when you're talking about if a woman is sleeping around with a guy on the first date, she seemed as a hoe, but the guy would be sleeping around with her on the first date, too. So I think what Red is saying, and I
exactly.
And then what she was saying, it's a double standard. With him, you know, he's lucky, he's smooth, he's suave. With her, she's a tramp. And so she's mm-hmm. going to try to protect what she already believes that, and her belief is that if you sleep around on the first date, that makes you a hoe. So you lie. If she didn't believe that, she wouldn't care. And someone came and said, oh, you slept with him, you're a hoe. Whatever. I don't, you know, I don't follow that. You have your beliefs, I have mine. But it's already something that's incorporated in her to feel that way, to feel a certain sense of shame for making that decision where she doesn't want people to know, so she lies about it.
I don't know what you think, Celine. Selena. Selena.
You probably hung up on her?
I didn't hang up on her. I did not hang up on her. No, I didn't. No, listen. I do, like I said, I do agree that the whole thing, with, you know, in terms of insecurities, it is a personal thing. But you can't sit here and tell me that someone, you know, well, there's a trigger for someone to start to feel, because you can make someone feel insecure about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't sit here and say that it's not possible. I mean, it may be a situation where someone may feel a certain way about themselves and someone comes along and manipulates it or exploits it, but I also feel that there are people out there, and I've met confident people before, like, hey, I've been a confident person for some time now, but there was a time where something happened in my life where it made me doubt myself. It made me feel insecure. And it just took a lot of wind out of my sail. So I think it's very possible. These double standards that we do with one another, absolutely. You know, absolutely. It's just a sad thing where a woman has to be looked at as loose or a hoe because, you know, she slept with somebody on the first date and the dude just looks like, you know, the champion. Like, you know, he looks like the winner. He came out on top, yeah. Which I just find that ridiculous. But I think those are, like, attitudes of people who choose not to understand or are just very young, you know, in mentality. Because, of course, as you get older, you start to look at certain things differently. Like I said, as I do now.
Okay, well, that's right. You. Like, once again, that's you, and I'm not saying that there's not men out there that are, you know, that are that don't, you know, aren't like that, but you do have the ones that still judge a woman off of how, you know, like how she is in terms of just, and, you know, just the fact, just like you said, if I meet you and I decide to, you know, bring you to my home after we then, you know, had, you know, after I met you at a club or a party or something like that, you know, they're going to judge me on that, but guess what? You wanted to do that as well. I said, okay, I found you attractive. I mean, once again, you live in a society where, you know, like I said, men do that all the time. They find a woman attractive. I said, you know, I'm going to take that home tonight. I'm going to do, you know. Once again, the woman may be with it, she may not, but then the thing is, don't make her feel a certain way because she said, okay, well, you know, you're attractive to me too. You know, why not? Let's do it. And then you're going to make, like I said, you make her feel a certain way afterwards. I don't think that's, you know, I don't think that's fair or that's right. And once again, I don't know if that's just, like, I don't know if that has to do with an insecurity thing. I don't know if that's an ego thing. It could be all of those things all wrapped up into one.
Yeah.
But like I said, well, that, you know, when to me, you know, and it doesn't really have to do with, you can say maturity, but once again, we always get stuck on this age thing. And I from my experiences within the last, I could say, couple of years, and I'm not talking about just, you know, I'm talking about the last 10 or 15 years, like, age don't have nothing to do with it. It just depends on the individual, how they've been raised up, what kind of person they are, and how they handle things.
No, I mean, I see it. I mean, listen, you know, I remember, you know, back in the days, like, dudes would be out, you know what I'm saying, homeboy probably bought him a little hoopty, an old car, something like that. And, you know, he's proud of his little accomplishments, and, you know, he's just driving around in his little hoopty, and next thing you know, chick is like, why you in that junk? And it's like, wow, like, you just cold shot homeboy down. And, you know, I've seen it, you know, and shit,
no,
I've been,
you
know, yeah, and it's sad because, you know, some will say it's a blow to your ego, but it makes you feel some type of way. It's more than the ego, because if you out there and you think you're doing something for yourself, you're trying to accomplish something, or you're trying to impress, you know, an individual. You're impressing yourself by actually going out there like, oh, I saved up my money and got a car, or I saved up my money and I got me a crib, or I got me this nice outfit, and then somebody who you're either trying to impress, or somebody just in general just comes along and be like, yeah, that's basic. Like, yeah, you all right. Or it's like, oh, yeah, you can do better. It's like, wow. Like I said, some people at first will say, yeah, okay, that was a little bruise to your ego. But so some people take it deeper than that. It can. That's why I say it can spark up some type of insecurity in the person, because it'll make you feel like you're not doing enough.
Right.
And it's because you already felt that way about your car. If you just scraped up the money and you got a hoopty, you're proud that you could get it, but you're also not blind. You could see people within your age or within your neighborhood that are doing so much better than you. So if I walk up and I say, oh, that looks like garbage, you already know that, well, my neighbor, he's my age, and yeah, he's driving that Lexus, and I'm keeping my car together with Band-Aids. So that insecurity comes out of you, and you're able to believe, and you choose to believe what you already felt before that person just verbalized what you were feeling already.
I wasn't feeling that way. I wasn't feeling that way. Listen, I saved up my bread. And got me, well, it wasn't my first car. I think it was some car I had a long time ago. And I was proud of the shit that I did. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I was proud. Listen, you couldn't pierce my armor. I was happy. I was happy because I did it. And then some chick came along and said some slick. And I was like, oh. And it just made me feel like some type of...
You got her feeling because her opinion.
But wait a minute.
Her opinion matters more than your own at that time.
But it was more than a feeling, because then at that point, I took it deeper than that. It was deeper than rap. When she said that, because it was like, wow, it made me feel like everything that I was doing or everything I was about, like it all threw out the window. Just threw everything out the damn window, because it's like it was a straight
like
assault. Yeah, exactly. It was just a straight assault on, you know, me trying to accomplish something for myself, and it made me doubt. It really made me doubt, because yes, I that person's opinion, you know, I didn't think very highly of them, but I respected their opinion.
It mattered more than your own at that time. Yes, it did.
I don't think it was more of my own.
If you were walking down the street, or you were driving down the street, and there were some people in the bus stop that didn't even know you, and they made that same comment, you wouldn't even turn your head twice. You'd be like, yeah, they don't even know me. You would keep it going. But whoever said that to you, their feelings mattered more to you than your feelings mattered to you at that point. And they just brought up something you were feeling deep inside. They just verbalized it. And you kind of agreed with it, you know?
Well,
you automatically agreed with it. That's why you started feeling bad.
Nah.
That's kind of true.
No, don't get me wrong. It makes sense. It makes sense. But, you know what I'm saying? When I look at it in hindsight, it's like, nah, like I said, it just brought about something. Now, okay. So, you know, you a psychologist going tonight, Ms. Terry? Like, you got your notebook out or something like that? No, I ain't going to hang up on you because I hang up on you the first time. Nah, I'm just saying. Still, it did make me feel insecure. And it's not to say that what people say or what people do can't make other people feel a certain way about themselves or what they're doing. I mean, it is possible.
Well,
you know,
yeah, but then you can't. Yeah, but you, I mean, you know, why would you want to make people feel like that? Like, why do you want to make a person feel like that?
Well, it's not. Well, I mean, because sometimes that's just what some people do. It's like, you know, once again, rest of
people. Yeah, but does that make you feel better?
No, not me.
Maybe
me. Nah, not me.
No, not you.
Listen,
I'm not talking about you.
Back.
I'm saying.
Oh,
what
now
happened
you're back.
To you?
But you was making a sandwich?
No, what happened to you?
Making a sandwich, huh?
Don't start
like,
your stuff
yeah,
now. I don't eat after 8.
Hey,
I don't eat after 8.
Okay. Yo, I have to say, as always, rest in peace to Lady T. But as she always hated the narcissist,
mm-hmm.
those type of people or that type of mentality, you're seriously trying to tell me that a person like that cannot work you to the point where you start feeling a certain way about yourself or what you're doing? And it's not always
me?
You, because if you're strong-minded, if you're strong within yourself, then a narcissist can't pull that. But
exactly.
To some people, it happens. You know, it's like the narcissist, they work that nerve. You know, they work
mm-hmm.
that person to the point where
they find nobody's perfect, right? And anybody can be influenced by something that's said. Like, for instance, It's almost like a natural reflex to what something somebody says. Like, you know, if you walk in the house and you feel like you're looking good, you fix your hair a certain way, and somebody goes, I don't like that style on you, you take that into consideration. Like, maybe that, you know, you second guess it. But if you love it, you can keep on moving. It's not for you. You know, but if you're one of those people that need validation, that need compliments and stuff like that from everybody, like I said, that's an insecurity within self, right? Now, you ask the question about why would people make another person feel a certain type of way, and that's because they're dealing with their own insecurities. Somebody that's dealing with their own insecurities is not going to big you up and lift you up and put you on a pedestal because, you know, they trying to make themselves feel better. And unfortunately, the reality is not, you know, going to allow them to feel better. So sometimes beating you down makes me feel better about myself, about my own insecurities, about the things I'm going through. Sometimes I want to tell you that you're worse and far worse off than me because I don't have the motivation to boost myself to be better than that where I am. So a lot of times when people are judgmental and they're attacking somebody else, it's because they're dealing with the insecurities within themselves and they don't know how to challenge
so
and handle that. So I attack you,
you know,
that's easier.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, hold on. Now that Selena just finished making her sandwiches, she came back to us. So now, I just want to throw this out there. So, do you think that there are individuals out there that get into relationships just to have a punching bag? Just to have someone that they can actually, that they deem lower than them to make themselves feel better?
I don't think they get into it to have a punching bag. I think genuinely, you know, nobody wants to be alone. A narcissist, you know, a good person, a bad person, nobody wants to be alone. They tell you to say, there's a saying, misery loves company, right? So even bad people want somebody around them. It just so happens that, you know, these are toxic people in relationships, and you got to be able to identify the toxic and kind of make a decision if that's what you want to be involved in or if that's something that's a deal breaker. Like last week, that should have been a deal breaker, a hard pass. Because if you're toxic and you have insecurities, this is what I remember a few weeks ago. I told you that on the first date, I asked a man, what are your flaws? Because I want to know that, you know, what he checks into, you know, what they're working on within themselves. You know, that's important to know what's not great about yourself, to know that you're working on it. So those people who act like they don't know what's wrong with them, yeah, I haul ass from them. Because how could you possibly know what you need to fix about yourself? So, you know, those are people. Those are bad people in bad situations, you know, and they're partaking in relationships. Miserably loves company. But you got to decide how you're going to partake in it. And if it's not your role, and I think a lot of people get caught up in trying to fix these people. And sometimes they succumb to trying to fix them. They're defeated.
Absolutely.
What you think, Rhett?
Absolutely, I agree with Selena. Like, I'm not trying to fix any. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you can't fix some people. You just got to do what you got. Like I said, just like she said, if you see that coming, if you see it coming, nah, you know, you'd be like, nah, swipe left.
But let me play the devil's advocate, right? Because the same way a bad guy can influence a good person, can a good person influence a bad guy? So can a good person influence a narcissist to change their ways? Can you challenge them to change their ways? And sometimes it's about addressing it head on and pointing out these people's flaws and saying, you know, this is not going to work for me. But we scared. You know, to call them out on a lot of stuff because we're afraid to be alone, right? So we don't want, when we call them out, for them to take off.
You know what? And you know what? That's the problem. That's the problem. Like the thing is, just like you said, if I'm going to call you out on certain things and you going to feel the way of me and you're going to be beefing, listen, all right, then it's time for you to go. And as you said, you know, some people will be on some, I don't want them to leave. Listen, you an ass. Because you go to the day you trying to work with this person and they just going to keep doing what they're doing while you killing yourself trying to work with that person, then you need to, you know, you got to look at, you know, you have to look at that relationship or look at that person kind of sideways like, yo, like I'm trying to help you here and you ain't even, you know, you're not even trying to help yourself.
Yeah, well, I think in a lot of situations, like, we are not, you know, balancing the beam, like, right in the do's and don'ts, the good outweigh the bad type stuff. Like, I've seen women that's attractive to men, toxic, narcissist men that's abusing them, manipulating them, verbally, you know, telling them about themselves. And they're like, but I love him. And I'm like, what do you love about him? Like, he's so fine.
Yeah, but you know that's the thing now. But you know that's the thing, though.
So fine. I'm like,
love.
So what?
Right, but wait exactly. But wait a minute. Before K-Dog comes on, and then we got to shoot to Miss Cherry, I have to say this. There are some men and there are some women who love the abuse. Some of them love the attention, whether it's negative or not. They just love it. But like you said earlier, for the sake of not being alone, like me personally, I've never understood that whole thing of someone like, I'm afraid to be alone. Like, I've never understood that because I've never had an issue with it, you know, but to each his own. But if you choose to put yourself in a bad situation just because, you know, you don't want to be alone, guess what? You're still alone. No matter how you look at it, you're still alone.
Can I just say this? I think that men are kind of raised differently from women. We're kind of raised in general, not every woman, but we're kind of raised that, and I've heard it on your show, when a woman will say something and then somebody will say, well, you probably are not in a relationship or you probably don't have a man. So a lot of us have been raised that if you are not in a relationship or you don't have, you know, a partner, something is wrong with you. Mm-hmm. That's not how men are raised. Men are raised more to be like, well, if it ain't working, I'm still going to move on. So it has to do with the way that you were raised. And you made a comment that you think people like abuse. I don't think they like abuse. I think that they somehow equate the abuse as love, depending on how they were raised. If all they saw was that, you know, their mother and their father, they were fighting like cats and dogs. It was violent. But he loved us because he came home and he put food on the table and he tried to raise the kids. Now they go out and they meet somebody. And if that person doesn't treat them like that, they may not even equate that as they see the person as maybe not being interested, not being wrapped up in them. Their perception of love is different because it's tainted based on an abusive relationship that they got to, you know, watch growing up.
True. Right. What's okay, dog? Hey, what's up, everybody? Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Hello.
What's up, okay, dog?
Hey, how's everybody doing? You know, I was listening to the show. I'm listening to what everybody's saying. You know, when it comes to insecurity, it affects both men and women. And the sad thing is that, you know, and I heard Miss Cherry talk, and I heard everybody say something. You know, in this day and age, like, let's just say when it comes to relationships, you know, when a man meets a woman, and I'm starting off with the men as a guy, if you feel that your actions are right, like, let's just say you're in a relationship with somebody, if the first thing that comes is respect. Respect the person that you're with. And it has to come from within. Like, you're with a woman, respect her. Treat her with respect. By running around playing games or, you know, hanging out more with your boys. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have friends. But also, when you're in a relationship with somebody, it's good to have friends that are doing something positive with themselves, that could actually hold a conversation, that lives a good life. Like, let's just say they're in a relationship with somebody, or better yet, they're married. It's always good to have that, and as long as their relationships are stable. But at the same time, with the respect, it's a lot. That doesn't give you the right to cheat on her or put her down or say things to her that can hurt her. Because what you're doing is this. You're creating a scar within her when you do things like that. And that leads to problems because, you know what, when she's not with you anymore, whatever feeling of hurt or insecurity that she has, she'll lash out at the next person. You understand? And I've seen it happen before.
Yeah,
and I've seen it happen before. And
that's
the bad thing about it. But now with the women, now some women, and I'm not saying all, I want a good man. They find a man that's doing everything that's doing right by them, and for some reason or another, they find a way to mess that up.
Either that or it's not good enough.
No matter what, if the man is doing X, Y, and Z, is putting in 100%, it's still not good enough. They're not satisfied. And you have some women, you know, with their own insecurities about themselves. Whatever they have about themselves, or they go around listening to outsiders who have no business in the relationship, they let that influence their mind, and they go ahead and they screw the guy over, you know, and that's hurting someone else. And like I said, it goes both to the men and the women. You understand? I hope you understand what I'm saying.
I've been in, you know, situations before where I've heard a woman say, "I don't trust you."
Right.
I said okay. I have no problem with that. I mean, that's on you. But may I ask why? Oh, because I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, you just seem like you're too good. And I said, wait a minute. I said, what? I said, what kind of dumbass shit is that? Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
You seem like too good. Like, why can't you just, you know, just take what it is? Oh, I've been hurt too many times and all
that.
All right, check this out. Check this out. I've heard that before. Yeah, and I know it may be hard, but you know what? I don't need your baggage.
Right.
Like, check this out. This is a new situation. You know what I'm saying? We're doing things new here. You know, both men and women have to understand, and it's been said before about the whole thing about baggage, but don't bring, like you said,
don't bring it into the
when
next.
It comes down to, yep. Yeah, don't bring it into the next situation. Whatever insecurity or whatever was built up in your last
you
situation.
You have to deal with it.
Don't bring
right,
it
in. I need you.
Deal with it before. Deal with it. Deal with it before you come into the next situation.
Because
you know what?
You know what?
Because you know what was crazy to me? What?
I'm sorry. Is that person looking for a relationship with you, or did you kind of find them out? Because you said, you know, work through your problems before you meet somebody, but it would be different if she was trying to, you know, start a relationship with you as opposed to you saw her and you wanted to get to know her. She might not have been ready.
I think sometimes, you know what, Miss Cherry? I'm glad you say mm-hmm. that, because sometimes some people, this is the way that some things happen. I say this as a man. When it comes to some women, although I'm not saying all, but some women will say, oh, you know what, I'm over what happened. They get into a relationship, and that baggage comes out. That means you are not ready, because within time, like Brother B said, oh, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. And, you know, some women, as soon as they meet a guy, oh, so what's your deal? And it's like when they're with you, you make one slip up. Like, let's just say, for example, like, okay, you just say, they call you, and you're like, listen, I'm going to give you a call right back. I'm on a very important phone call. The person is at work, and he's like, I'm on a very important phone call. She's going to get mad and say, well, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. Like, why are you taking, like, what are you talking about? I'm being honest here.
Well, no, this. I mean,
listen, call me at my work acting up.
Right.
Well, I mean, listen, hey, listen, it's not a foreign concept.
It's not
a foreign concept. It really isn't. I mean, you know, these hang-ups that we have about one another.
It's a shame.
Especially, it is a shame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it all falls into that whole thing of the insecurities. Because once again,
yes,
as
it
was said, it's either something that you already had, a person already had within them, or sometimes it can be something that somebody just starts out of nowhere. Because, you know,
right.
For someone to sit there, and it's not just one woman, but when you have a couple of women tell you, oh, I don't believe you. Like, you seem
right.
like you're too good. Like, that shit make you feel kind of funny. It's like, but wait a minute, what do you mean
yeah.
you're good?
The red
like,
flags
like,
are there.
What the hell is it? Like, what is it that you want?
Brother B, this is the other thing that comes up.
Go ahead.
This is the other thing that comes up.
What's
up? Interruption. There's another thing that comes up in that. Like, why are you being so nice? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? No matter how, you know, if you come off respectful and you're like, I'm being respectful. Why? Oh, aren't you gonna act up? Like they're waiting. Like some women, because they're so used to a guy messing up, they swear they paint everyone the same brush.
Come on, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Wait a minute.
Yes, they do. Listen,
K-Dog.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let her do it, because I'm coming.
Okay.
Taking the chain off.
I'm definitely going to interject, because I'm trying to figure out how it got to a woman bashing session, but I'm going to let you have
no.
Session.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Before
wait
we go
a minute,
forward,
I got to pause.
Let's not
wait
act like hold
it's
on.
It's not
because,
a bashing.
You know, yeah.
Why are we
no,
it's
not
bashing
women? We are
right?
not
hold
bashing
on,
women.
Let's,
can
let's,
I
let
say
get,
something?
We
are not bashing
that.
Women. We're just talking
hold
about
on,
both
okay,
men
though.
And
okay,
women.
Okay,
though.
Okay,
I'm bashing women.
Negative comments or whatever. But anyway.
Wow.
Let's not act like y'all don't remember who y'all once were, right? Who y'all once
who,
were,
who was I once?
Right? And now y'all are approaching
what?
Women
King
as
Joker?
Different
who
men,
was I?
Right? Hold on.
Wait a minute. I'm going to know who I was.
It's almost happening that y'all sitting here acting like as if y'all don't walk into situations based off of what y'all been through with women and with kind of like caution. You know what I'm saying? So it's no different than when you take a woman out and you're like, I ain't going to spend too much on her because I dealt with a gold digger before. And now, you know what I'm saying, you limiting what you spend. Because
no.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same
thing. I agree with what you're saying.
Let me finish. It's based off of experiences, right? And you would be almost naive to not take the experiences that you have come from and walk into a situation thinking that it can't happen again or not remembering, you know, certain things that reminds you of what you've done. So I think a lot of women have
been
through. Let's not act like women have not been
through.
Doesn't
matter.
It's a new day.
You learn from
it.
Doesn't
day.
Matter.
It's a new day.
Listen, but you know what?
It
happens.
Well,
hold on, like I said.
Wait, K-Dog, hold on.
You're going to let me finish or not?
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish. Yeah, let her finish. Good, Miss Selena.
So let's not act like people haven't gone through things and that they can't remember those red flags that they went through and certain triggers that remind me of before. So now I have to walk into knowing all that I've been through. Yes, I have to walk into a situation and believe that you're not that person. But I'm also going to pay attention to the red flag. So if I had a dude that smooth talked me his whole way, right, got the drawer, treated me like crap, the next time I come across a dude that's smooth talking me, and he might not be smooth talking me, he might just be that nice guy, I remember the smooth talker. So I'm like, wait a minute, why are you being so nice? I'm not judging you, but what I am reflecting on what I've been through. So a lot of times it don't really have anything to do with you. It got everything to do with what she experienced and what she's been through. But she'd be a fool to walk into another situation because you know what's crazy? When a girl do it more than once, you want to hear what men say? So you ain't learned from the first one?
Absolutely.
Oh, so how you get hit twice?
Oh, you know you was dealing
before.
With an F boy. You
mm-hmm.
what brother B saying?
I mean,
you knew you was dealing with an F boy.
That's an obvious F boy, right?
Damn right.
But let's not act like these men come up to you and go, "Hey, how you doing? I'm a jerk. I'm here to use you today. I'm going to sweet talk you, get the drawers
mm-hmm.
and bounce." See, that's not what we meet. We meet their representative for the first six
Absolutely.
Months, right? That nice guy that you think is the bomb. You going back to your friends like, "Oh, my God, I think he's the one. I like him." And then he shows you
true
colors. So
that's the
going
shoe
that's a
let me tell you, there's no doubt. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Let her finish.
That's a stereotype that men like to put out there. Oh, she went for the F-boy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she didn't sign up for the F-boy. She
mm-hmm.
met his representative, and then she got swooped by the F-boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
okay,
boy, wait, hold on.
Oh,
let
wait
me
a minute.
Say
stop.
My
stop.
No.
Stop.
Let
stop.
Me say
stop.
My piece.
Say what you
First
say,
of all,
so I can take
no, I'm
going
to say what I have
go
to
ahead.
Say, because you know what? And Big Red has said what Selena said. Oh, not saying nothing against you, Miss Selena, but see, when I say things like that, oh, you're mean. Oh, you're so mean.
Because you are mean.
No, I'm not mean. It's not about being mean. It's about respect.
Mean.
Just like she said, it's about that respecting. It's about that thing.
It is.
If I've been through certain things, I'm not going to come out and say, like, come out flat out and say, oh, well, you going to do this, that, and the other, or why are you being so. But you know what? If you're being a certain way to me, yeah, I'm going to look at you a little funny because it's going to be like, okay, I'm waiting for something to happen. I don't want to feel like that. But
I remember this.
Right. Right, I don't want to feel like
gosh.
That. And you know, I try to say, okay,
on,
you know
K-Dog.
What? Let me give this dude a chance. But this, just as Miss Selena said, you give the dude a chance. You say, okay, I'm not gonna think this way. I'm gonna put my head in another space, and then bam, the other shoe drop right in front of your face. You're like, here you go, here you go,
okay.
Y'all
go
in the show the real
wait.
Absolutely.
Y'all got
then it's like, oh,
okay.
Here you go.
Now
hold on.
Now
let me rock. Now it's my turn. Now, Selena, and now to Big Red. Yes, you are me. Because when I asked you the other day, could I have some hash browns when we was at Dunkin' Donuts, you said no. So you're mean ass. That's number one. Yo, you stupid. Get that out the way. Now.
Oh, my God.
Now, real talk. I get it. But, So I usually hear this. I've heard this a lot from women, or how women are smarter, or how women are more intuitive, or how women are this, and how women are that. Wait, stop. Oh, yes.
Hold on. Now you're going to drop the IQ card. If your IQ card.
Yeah, listen. Y'all drop it. So you're trying to tell me that either A, you didn't know he was a fuck boy, or you was like, oh, I'm a fix the fuck boy.
I'm trying to tell
you.
Let
me finish.
Wait, I want to hear what you say. I want to hear what you got to say.
Because,
let me hear this.
Because, yo, some of y'all want to be mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
But
trying to fix
when
things,
the parts don't work right, but when the parts don't work right, you don't want the car no more.
Nah.
So you know what I'm saying? You want, hold on. See, my thing is this. If you start out with shit, what you think you're going to get, listen, I ain't never been one for that sweet talk shit. So I really don't understand that type of language.
And once again, that's
I don't know. I don't listen. I don't know what y'all dealt with. I'm sorry that you had to go through it, but I've never been that type of dude. I don't understand the language you're talking right now. You've never been that type, but you know,
I guarantee you, you count five of your homeboys. Two of them
Absolutely.
Niggas are smooth talkers, lying their ass off to females. And
you know what it is?
Well,
what's that about?
Like,
actually,
oh,
actually, wait.
Listen,
I'm going to be straight up. I know one. I only know one because I don't. Yeah, listen, like I said, out of the ten brothers that I got, nah, I only know one.
You know what it
the
is?
The whole thing is this. But wait a minute. At the same time, you trying to tell me you've heard the shit before. It's not to listen, whether it's green shit, brown shit, or doodle brown shit, it's all shit. You can't sit there and say that you haven't heard it before. It's all the same shit. But you the one saying, listen, we heard a lot before, but show us.
Wait, you the one, you got to give them a chance, because we give the benefit of the doubt.
Red, you know me?
Yes.
I don't listen.
Yes.
That benefit of the doubt shit, when it comes down to these fuckboys, I'll tell the shit quick.
But once again, we don't know that. We don't, as Selena said, we do not know that until they show the other side. We don't know that. Well, that's just like
you know what it is? You meet a woman.
You don't know what kind of woman she is. Until you get to know them, let me just say this.
Here's what I gotta say about that. When it comes to these fuckboys, these fuckboys are the ones that mess it up. And I've said, and I've had this discussion with my sister. And one thing that growing up, my father always told me this. He said, "Man, listen. When you're with a woman, be a man. Do not disrespect. As much as you want to look for her as your significant other, you also got to remember that she's also your friend. And what you won't do to your friend, don't do it to her." So, with that being said, with these fuckboys, they mess it up. They mess it up for the next guy because you know what? They're so focused on. With their other brain, they're so focused on what they have, they're not focusing on having respect. They smooth talk the woman, and you know what? They're just using that to get what they want to get. And once they get it, they screw it up and then they leave. And meanwhile, that woman's going to be scarred. Like I said before, it's going to scar that woman. And what do you think that woman's going to do in the next relationship? Lash out at the next dude. And the guy, and you know, what they say, the innocent suffers for the guilty.
All right. But
you understand?
But check this out. I'm sorry to cut across, K-Dog. I got to go back to something real quick. That whole benefit of the doubt shit. Listen, cut that shit out.
No,
you know what? You're giving cats the benefit of the doubt knowing Because if you're giving someone the benefit of the doubt, you partially already know they ain't shit or there's some shit with them. So you're just setting yourself up to put yourself in a position for some type of intuition to go in.
Excuse the phrase, just going to get all fucked up. And it's like you're going to
explain why y'all contradicting yourselves. Because just 5-10 minutes ago, y'all were saying how we walk into situations going, why you being so nice? Why you this? Why you that? Right?
That is true.
Well, when we saying why you being so nice, we asking that question, really giving you the benefit of the doubt. But now you telling us not to give you the benefit of the doubt. Now
you
want
to hold on.
Because if
we don't give you the benefit of the doubt,
when we feel that you being that smooth talker, that nice guy, we should just peel out, right, because of what we've been through. So the reason why we stay around for you to say, hey, my name is B and da-da-da-da is because we're giving you the benefit of the doubt. If we don't give guys the benefit of the doubt, half of y'all wouldn't get past hello because of what we've been through.
Absolutely.
But check this out. I don't need your benefit of the doubt.
Your wife gave you the benefit of the doubt. That's how you got past. Allow me to reintroduce myself.
I give no fucks. I give no fucks about how you, anyone feel. I love my daughter, but sometimes her opinion is suspect too. I don't care. I'm my own man. I came in this world and I go out. For what? I don't owe you nothing and you don't owe me nothing. I don't need your benefit of the doubt. Either you're going
to
take me as I am, or you can keep it moving. Because
and then guess what? Women got the right to feel the same way.
And you know what? And I applaud you for doing so. But the whole thing is, I'm not going to force you to be someplace where you don't want to be. Listen, you need her benefit of the doubt.
When you got down on one knee and said, hey, will you spend the rest of your life with me? You got there because she gave you benefit of the doubt. And you proved her wrong.
I didn't get there before. The whole thing is.
Because if she didn't give you benefit of the doubt, you wouldn't be married.
Okay. But once again, whose choice is that?
Let me tell you something.
If she would have turned around and said no, the rest of the evening would have been a nice party and carry on from there. It wouldn't have been a deal breaker.
To ask another woman.
No, I didn't. For what? What do I need the benefit of the doubt for? What do I need to benefit?
I'm just telling you how you got to where you got to. Somebody gave you the benefit of the doubt and allowed you to prove them wrong of what they thought about you.
That sounds like some ego shit right there. Because the whole thing
Explain to me how that's ego shit.
Well, first of all, if I'm a good man, I know who I am. I know my worth. What the hell I got to? Who's jumping on whose ship? Listen, no woman knows you're a good man, right? We hear you tell us that you're a good man,
and then you have to leave the
action behind that
to prove you're a good man.
Trust me. My resume is good. Okay, that's fine, your resume is good,
but guess what? Not every man's resume is good, or maybe if the man does have a good resume, we are not going to know that until we start dealing with them. You keep saying that, but we don't know that until we start dealing with them. Same as a man dealing with a woman. He don't know that the woman is a gold digger or whatever kind of woman she is until he starts dealing with
her. So check this out. Somewhere in legend, it has been said that a woman knows if she's going to sleep with a guy within the first 10 to 15 minutes. So let's say 20 minutes.
Wait, if I'm going to sleep with you. If I want sex, I'm going to sleep with you. You could be a bad guy, a good guy, bad sex, good sex. Doesn't matter. I made up my mind.
That has nothing to do with picking a good guy, picking a bad guy.
I want to sleep with you. I can sleep with a dog if I want to.
But wait a minute. You say it means nothing,
but it means everything, because that means you're giving that sacred part of yourself to some asshole you don't know.
Oh, now it's sacred. Y'all dip y'all skin in anything.
Oh,
and it's
Lord.
Sacred.
Hey, you know
oh,
what?
God.
I check this out.
No,
yeah,
man.
Nah, you know what the problem is? I'll tell you what the problem is. It's fuck boys versus the real men. Listen,
I
don't think that has anything to do with it.
Whatever situations y'all have been in terms of experience, whatever insecurities, this, that, and the third, I don't know, but that's your experience. But you can't take your experience and put it on my plate. Hold on, wait a minute.
Every time we tell the truth, it's
going to
be insecurity.
No,
it's going
to
be...
But listen, like I said, you don't have nothing to prove to me, and I don't have anything to hide from you. So the whole thing is this.
Everybody in this world sets out on a mission, right? And it's a girl, man, guy, girl, whatever.
You're generalizing.
Like, we all set out, and we all know exactly what we want out of a situation, right? And I think that the world would be a whole better place if people were honest, right? But let's be realistic. Guys have an agenda to get whatever they get, right, when they approach a female. No guy's going to say, I mean, you get more now, honesty now. I've seen guys say, yo, I don't want nothing serious. I just want a friend. I just want to smash so-and-so. That's giving a woman the opportunity to yay or nay. And whatever happens from there, that's on her. If she chooses to go along with it, that's fine. She has signed up for it. But you don't get that with these F-boys, y'all would say. You don't get that because they know if they say, hey, I'm an F-boy, nobody's signing up. Nobody's signing up. Hey, I don't have a job. I'm unemployed. I just want to hit the skins and keep it moving. Chances are I'm hauling ass. So you got to meet
your
lions and tell you. You got to meet these lions that tell you, I'm union paid. I've been at my job for 15 years, da-da-da-da. They make sure they don't answer the phone from 7 to 3 o'clock. They 4 p.m. they call you. The background is loud when they call you. They got off of work. I would have to literally stop
a
man to know he wasn't at work all day.
Hold on.
Men and women sometimes aren't honest.
Man, oh man.
And it's because they know that if I'm honest, I can't get you to sign up.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. All right. Call the 5775. You're on the air with the menu. What's good?
Good evening, folks. I'm enjoying conversation. All right, love
Max,
this.
What's going on, brother?
I'm writing everything down. I heard everything. And I have to side a little bit on the women's side. It's shocking. But I do understand the pain. And I'm saying that there's a lot of beta men and a lot of alpha male. But the alpha male, they're not really there because a lot of women are intimidated by the alpha male, regardless if it's black or white. But a lot of white women love alpha male more than the black women. The black women side with the beta male because black women have more control with the beta male. Because the beta male, they put loyalty first, trust second, and respect third. But the alpha male put respect first, trust and loyalty comes next. So the women, majority, not saying all, majority of the women, they want that loyalty first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as they get that loyalty, that's all that matters. But
we ain't even gonna talk about the alpha imposters, the men who hold the alpha men, but they don't want the alpha responsibility.
That's choose them. That don't blame it on the women that choose those guys. If the women
the ones that get chosen, remember, we are meeting their representative. They're not showing up saying, hey, I'm a beta man.
My goodness.
The front is saying, I'm an alpha man. I'm union paid. I take care of my family. I only got one baby mama.
Who is
My goodness.
I mean, have you dated alpha male, real alpha male? Have you dated them?
I've updated, and you can definitely tell. I mean, it's a lot of show. Alpha men are move on actions more so than words.
Okay, everyone has a different
Wait, and how many women out there are on, oh, I'm more about words than actions?
Now, I always tell a man, be a man of actions, fewer of words. I don't care what you say. I care more about what you show.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of women out there that are opposite. They want words
don't
more than
don't tell me nothing. I need you to show me because it's so easy to take things nowadays. It's easy to take things. Show me.
The thing is, as Max said, and I agree with what Max is saying. What the whole thing is, when it comes down to that alpha male, I think there are women out there that have an issue with that because some of them want to be the alpha themselves.
Exactly. But do you
want
agree?
Anyone to tell them what to do, tell
them
how to do, how to move. Of course, that's for another show. But the thing is this, once again, all of that stuff that you were saying, all that stuff, and I get it. Once again, I'm not saying I don't get it. I get it. Yeah, that's from a insecure / unsecure place because, once again, you're in a new situation. If you got reservations, then what you need to do is either let it be known or keep that in your pocket until you actually see something that fully validates your feelings on the situation. Like, yeah, this is a fuckboy. Or maybe this is not a fuckboy. Because you know what? When you start doing shit like that, you turn off that good man. That good dude that's just trying to be like, when you start saying shit like, oh, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, or you too nice, or you too this, or you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's a turn off. That's a turnoff. So then the next thing out of your mouth or some woman's mouth is like, oh, why are you so sensitive? I'm not being sensitive. It's just that I don't want to hear that shit that you're coming with because yo, your place is hurt. It's not my
okay,
problem.
Okay, but how about this? If you're trying to work with that person, if you know that woman has been on that type of hurt or whatever. Why don't you try to work with it? If that's somebody that you want to be with, so then you try
you
to work
what?
It. You try to work at that and say, well, you know what, listen, I'm not saying that you know, like I said, some women, it's going to be hard, and it is going to be hard. But if you really want to be with that person, you work on it, or you work with them.
But Big Red, can I say that? Can I answer? Here's what
no
I got to say about that. Sometimes it's not easy. It is definitely not easy because – it depends on the person. It does depend on the
right.
person. Not just, you know, okay, yeah, I'm going to work it out. I'm going to try and work with her. But, however, it's not easy at all because sometimes
some people
woman's
be
hurt, a woman's hurt is very deep.
Right.
You understand?
Absolutely.
Because it is very deep. It's just like a man's hurt could be deep. But at the same token, it's up to the person. You know, if you know that she's been hurt and you're like, you know what, I'm going to try and, you know, do something. There's something you can't change. It doesn't just, you know, change within a snap. It just, you know, it takes time. And she has to be willing to let go of it. But some women, they're not going to let go of it. They hold on to it. It's just like a man's going to hold on to the grudge. And you know what? When you hold on to a grudge, trust me, it's not pretty because you're going to be holding on to that grudge and you're going to carry it for a lifetime. And meanwhile, the person that did you dirty is living their life.
Right.
They're living their life. They're not even thinking about you. So why do you continue? You shouldn't allow that person to continue to hurt you.
Can I ask
you know,
a question?
It's up to you.
Right, absolutely.
Can I ask these ladies a question?
Yes.
Do any of you ladies know, can you guys give a quick description of an alpha male in your opinion? In your definition, what is an alpha male?
To me, alpha male is leadership, capable of leadership, provider. I trust his leadership. That to me, that's a man that takes on a role of being a leader and you know, just walking, talking.
Like, he's a provider, he's worker, he's, you know, he's my head. I can depend on him for certain things, you know, and I don't have, you know, I don't have to worry about certain things, but I know he got it, and I'm not just talking about financial. I'm just saying I just somebody that you could depend on, that you know, yo, you know, I got your back. I got you.
Miss Cherry? Got to hear what Miss Cherry got
to say. I was going to say the same thing that they're saying, a provider, someone that protects the house and the interest. My only problem is, that, and I think I heard you mention it, Max, when you were lining up some of the descriptions, you put loyalty last. And I don't think you can be alpha male if you can't be loyal.
Exactly.
That can't
well,
be at the bottom of your list. Kind of made me stop. And I don't know if we're, you know, alpha versus the beta. Maybe that's why black women go more towards the beta, because loyalty is important.
That's in a woman's view. That's not how men think. That's the thing that I'm trying to get to. You guys are making that a woman's view.
What?
I understand. What is
Max,
the
Max,
goal
Max,
is to get involved with a woman.
Hold on, wait.
The goal is to get involved. Your goal is to get involved with a woman. So if you are interested in a woman, you have to provide her with what she needs, not what you want to give. That's the communication problem. You think you're doing everything. She doesn't want what you're doing. She's already explained to you what she's looking for. But because you're that alpha, you already know the answer. So you're going to give her what you think she knows instead of listening to what she's saying she needs.
Yeah, I've got
okay.
to listen
to you. Hold up. Wait, real quick. I'm sorry, Max. I'm sorry, Lena. So what part of the alpha, like, all right, you're talking about loyalty. So you're trying to tell me a man that goes out and busts his ass every day, or he's going out there doing whatever he has to do to take care of his family, take care of you, and take care of things, you're telling me that's not loyalty?
I think that's providing financially, maybe, but that's not necessarily loyalty. You know, maybe
right, exactly.
Nice
so you think you think a man is going to be loyal to a cause that he doesn't believe in?
Some are.
Wow.
Some are. If every man was loyal, well, first
I know
of
you're
all,
speechless,
I
Max. I know Max is speechless now.
Yeah. I was going to say you were talking about two ends of the spectrum, right? Either you're a great guy or you're a fuck boy. What about that medium guy where he's a nice guy, but he's not for you? He's for somebody else. You don't have to be a jerk, and you don't have to be perfect, but there's a lot of guys that fall right in between there. Okay, you know, you're nice and stuff, but we
nice
don't match.
Nice guy or something.
Not,
you put him in your friend zone. You put him in your friend zone. That's what you do.
Exactly.
You put him in your friend zone, and you go hang out with him from time to time.
For.
So you're saying loyalty is the first thing in your mind. Loyalty is the first thing in your mind, right?
No, it's a part of it. It's a part of the package.
It's part of it? Mm-hmm. So you guys do understand, respect is universal. The very first thing is respect, whether it's a stranger or a dear friend. Respect is the fuel that builds you up to gain trust and loyal. Without respect, there's not going to be no trust or loyal.
Right, but respect is what allows you to be the lead.
Wait, one at a time. Hold on, one at a time.
Well,
first of all, an alpha man is not going to wait to have that person allow them. An alpha man is going to do it without your blessings. They're going to do it.
Exactly.
The only thing we need from you is we want respect. And respect is going to gain is trust and loyal. And if you don't give me that respect, there's never going to be no trust or loyalty.
Well, the respect is what gives you the title that and the role that allows you to lead.
Number one fuel of the fire. And if
when
you don't
you're
get
loyal,
that,
women learn to respect you.
Respect
loyal,
still goes back
to
first base.
Nah, I think that's
respect.
Loyal.
That's respect.
Do you really
have
loyal?
Right,
so why do you think there's a lot of dudes out here that make money and are single? And don't sit there and say it's because they want to run around and screw a whole bunch of women. Some of them don't.
No,
want
they got nothing to lose.
Be with a woman. Yeah, because they don't want
to
be with just any woman. They want
to
be with the right woman. And sometimes the right woman is not suiting their bill for wherever they're at. They need a woman to be just as much. And you don't have to meet, sometimes you don't have to meet them financially. It's all about mentally. It's all about spiritually. That
like
alpha male, he's going to go, he's going to do what he has to do, whether you're there or not. The whole thing is, it's all about, and don't take this the wrong way, Miss Cherry, because I know you might want to throw something at me. But it's, but it's all about, yo, listen, if I'm leading, you, listen, you want to jump on this train? Come on. You don't have to follow me, but we can ride this train out together. But just to let you know, I'm the motorman. If you with me, we're going to do this together. If not, yo, you, there's another train you can board. Simple
but
as plain. That's
is,
all it is.
I think the problem is, as you ride in the train, nobody knows where you're going. You're not communicating with the people on your train.
See, that's the thing.
I'm not doing that.
How many minutes?
The difference between myself and probably Miss Sherry is I'm not jumping on the train.
Because we got Hot Rod after you. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Hot Rod is the leader. Hot Rod's coming in.
You want to walk the right way. Hi, Hot Rod.
Hello.
Hot Rod's it, man.
Listen, guys, I just want to say two things. I'm loyal to Big Red, and Big Red's the alpha male to me. We all know that.
Oh,
already.
God.
What? And you know what?
What?
And you know what, ladies? Mass, I can't believe I'm but Mass is absolutely right. They need to be steps and foundation. Loyalty should be one of the last steps because you need to build. You need concrete. You need floors. You need everything to build it for loyalty to be last. In other words, ladies, take your time. Enjoy the ride. Get off Atlantic Avenue or Nevin Street. Ladies, no matter what you get. This is true. No matter what you get, ladies, whether it's loyalty, money, or whatever, you still won't be satisfied. So what's the point? Whether you get a fuck boy or a Prince Charming, you still have to be satisfied. Thank you so much. Pass me the Cavassier. I'm done. Take over.
Oh, God. Get out of here.
I'm pretty sure Brother B and Curran knows this. I'm sure Curran and Brother B knows this as well. When we go on the first date with a woman, the first thing we present to a woman is the respect. That's the first thing we demonstrate.
Absolutely.
Whining
is a long way.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what the ladies are talking about. And the respect stays.
That's from the first conversation.
Because
you know
at the end of the day, y'all don't realize that, okay, y'all was at those type of events. That's fine. But unfortunately, we have not, I'm not saying that once or twice we may not have encountered men like you, but guess what? Once again, within the last, I'm going to tell you this, like I said, within the last 10 to 15 years, I've haven't been on not one date. I'm about to be 50 years old in a month and a half, and guess what? I haven't been on a date in the last 10 to 15 years. What date?
So
people still go on dates? Nobody goes on a date. What date?
Are you free Saturday night?
You get on my nerves. Where are we going to sign it? Because that's where I want to go.
Hold on. Listen, I got you. Applebee's 2 for $27, just for you.
Oh, no, I don't eat that mess. No, I don't eat that mess. Because I don't eat that. But that's the thing, when you want to take me someplace I don't eat, I don't want that.
But see, now, you know what it's now, all right, now, you see what you just said? Now,
what?
That right there, to somebody
to
who's just trying to, exactly,
mm-hmm.
Because a dude, a good dude could take that the wrong way. Like, wait
exactly.
A minute, I want to take you somewhere to get to know you. But, I don't want to go there. It's like, listen,
What did I just say last week?
Or maybe he can ask her, where would you like to go?
Exactly.
Where would you like to go?
And guess what, Miss Cherry? I've had a guy ask me that. I've had men ask me, where do you like to go? I tell them sushi, and I never get a call back again. Okay, that's not my problem.
Not everybody likes sushi. Not everybody.
Well, that's not my problem. You trying to get to know me, so guess what? You want to get in these drawers? Let's go get some sushi. How about that? You want to get me some sushi?
Oh, man.
I will go watch. I will go on a date to watch paint dry if you a good guy.
But what it sounds like that you're not even, you know, giving the good dude the opportunity, or as you would say, the benefit of the doubt, because there's certain warning signs and certain things. Listen, let me tell you something. A lot of dudes don't go into situations like that. They just go into situations just to go into the damn situation. We ain't looking for no warning sign unless we dealt with a crazy ass chick. I mean, like somebody like crazy. Like we ain't looking for signs.
Let me tell you something, y'all guys go to them crazy ass chicks and get a next crazy ass chick, the one just as crazy as the one that you had. Are you kidding me? Please with that. Let me also help you out.
Hold on. Let me also help you guys. Guys can take a lot more risk than women when it comes to dating because, hey, y'all guys, right? The reality is crazy. In a sense of safety, like women have to be very careful with, you know, let's not act like y'all don't see the stories on the news where women are going, hooking up with guys on these dating sites and ending up dead. You don't see that shit happening with men.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful. You know what I'm saying? So we have to vet out the crazy. We got to look for those signs and stuff like that. So if we're not giving you the benefit of the doubt and we're missing out on a good guy because we didn't give him the benefit of the doubt, it's because it's something that we've seen that we raised the red flag and we decided not to go, and probably for safety reasons. Like, I'm not showing up on every date to meet a good guy and get raped or killed because I gave everybody the benefit of the doubt. So a lot of times I feel in my DM, it's how you approach me. It's what's being said. You know, it's how you respond. You take 3 days to respond, and then you pop out of nowhere talking about, hey, sexy. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Check this out.
You have to realize the word good is subjective. Good for who? Maybe good for somebody else, but not good for me.
Now,
so
check this
it's
out.
A whole
I'm
lot
sure,
of,
I'm sure,
you know, it's a big process before I even step out my door, because you also have to understand a lot of these women are raising these children. So I got to think about being a mother and making it back home to my daughter and a bunch of other stuff. A lot of y'all guys don't have primary care of y'all kids. Y'all can go out there and put yourself at risk.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Y'all can take a lot more risk than we can.
I'm just saying, if you're not married to your baby mother, chances are the kids live with the mother, or if you're a single dad. I'm just saying. It's a lot of safety precautions when it comes to women stepping out that door and meeting these men, these psychos that be on the internet waiting for a vulnerable chick that's giving everybody the benefit of the doubt.
I got you, Galena. We have about a minute and something left. So I'm going to say thank you, Max. Thank you, K-Dog, Miss Sherry, Lena, Big Red. It's been a great show, but I'm going to drop this bomb right here.
I'm hanging up before you drop them off.
No. That good guy or that alpha male, he ain't DMing you. He ain't hitting you up on the internet. And 9 times out of 10, he really ain't on these dating websites. He ain't got time for
that shit. Where he at then?
Where he at? With his baby mama?
He's good. He's good. Exactly. You know what? That's the thing. Either you go find him, or he comes to you. And on that note, everybody have a blessed week.
Oh,
take care. Another one in the can.
Later. Take care, guys. Later.
Later, guys.
Later, y'all.
Oh, whoa.